What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Fantastic Duo Show. It is Tuesday. We are here rocking. We have Mr. Brad Hawkins. What's up, Mr. Brad Hawkins?
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, obviously, you know, Brad is a very good friend of mine. He's a very good friend of ours, and he's been good to us on the show and stuff. So what we want to do is it's called Fantastic Duo, but it's going to likely a lot of times be the Fantastic Trio.
Yeah.
So get used to seeing Brad a lot more. So he's over there and looking sweet, dude, with his little beard. But not
Brad,
only that, but he's got the but
not,
I noticed he's got that. I noticed he's got this background in the back, and he's got, it's essentially like all of your anime characters and some VR Trooper stuff in the background.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What's that one with that looks like it has a yellow sunflower on his head,
but
he's
evil.
This
dude over here, so this is a new character I'm doing a voice for on One Piece, which
huge anime show.
Yeah, I started doing, his name's Diamante.
Okay.
He's badass, man. He's just out there and, you know, obnoxious. And he's like, whenever the episode finally comes out, I got to find out whenever they're going to air those things. He's like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. He's just like, he's a singer and he's like this host of this arena, almost like gladiator style.
Right, like
games.
A gladiator style game.
And he's,
the
MC. So he puts on a show and then he, you know, basically it's like almost like people fight to the death during this thing. And he's the MC. So I like that. I started out with One Piece 15 years ago, and that was my first anime voiceover thing with Funimation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I started doing like security guard number 17, you know, and mutant number 45 and stuff. But now I got a real character.
Right. Wow. That's fantastic, man. Good job, dude. Good job.
That's awesome, dude. Congrats
that's
on that.
Thank you very much.
For sure. And how's everything going with you, Alex? How's your weekend? All that stuff.
Dude, you know, it was a Father's Day weekend. Went down to...
Happy Father's Day again.
By the way, to you guys as well. Yeah. So we went down to...
That's right. That's right. Pretty soon. Hey, Brad?
Yeah. So I started getting... I didn't even mention it on the first show, and I've been kicking myself in the butt for...
Yeah, it's okay. We're redemption right here. Yeah,
and I did. I was like, I didn't say anything about my baby. You're like, is there anything you want to tell people? I'm like, well, I'm doing voiceovers, and I'm like, how about my child?
Right.
So I got a little baby girl named Chloe. She's on the way. She's anticipated to be here August 11th.
Wow.
That's
so
phenomenal,
I've got a
man.
Very
great.
Pregnant girlfriend in there, and she's ready.
Dude,
she's so
congrats,
excited.
Congrats, man.
Well,
and Megan is great. She's amazing.
Yeah,
so,
she's so excited.
Yeah, the sweetest lady ever. So we're very happy for you on that, brother. That's exciting. You
thank
know,
you.
My daughter's already all grown up now. She's 21.
Right. That's so crazy.
So I'm just
starting.
You're just getting started. I'm like, wow, it's crazy what life throws at you.
It was really fun, man. And you know what? By the way, Brad, don't. I remember you mentioning that your girlfriend was pregnant the first time we had you on. So, you just never mentioned
just
anything about the
time.
Baby. Yeah,
okay.
We were just, you know, we were getting it there. Yeah, man. So, besides, you know, the great weekend that we all probably had, just really happy to announce to everyone that's on here in the chat room right now. Which, by the way, hello everyone. They're all sending their pleasantries to us. Is the fact that we. Here at the Fantastic Duo Show, Trio Show now, have reached affiliate status, man.
That's awesome.
We're affiliates here, and because of everyone who watches and supports the show, you know, this is where we're at.
Right.
That's awesome, man. That's such an accomplishment, man. And I'm excited. You know, we were, you know, and I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know, maybe this is where, you know, we talk about this, but Steve and I, we wanted to do something like this in the very beginning, and he had just moved back to Dallas, and I was like, man, we need to do something together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was unfortunate. The only time we could hang out and do cons was when we were booked together. And he was nice enough to bring me on to several cons and just set up a table next to him, or he knew the promoter, and he, you know, got me juiced in. And thank you for all of those, by the
Dude.
Way. That was, you know,
it's more fun for me when I got somebody that's freaking awesome, you know, hanging out at my table. It makes the time go a lot faster, you know.
Thanks, man.
So for sure.
Yeah. So we just, you know, and so we were coming up with ideas, and we're like, let's look. We need to do something. But and then cons, it was the only way it was is you got to go to a city, you got to get on a plane, you got to go there, bring all your stuff, your helmets, your t-shirts, your photos and pins and all that stuff. And I was like, why can't we just, man, let's do a cool show. But the technology side of it, I knew nothing about.
Right.
Steve didn't know. And it's like, Alex, man, thank you because.
Yes, yeah. Alex, by the way, guys, we can give Alex a hand. Alex is our producer. Not only is he our co host, but he's also an amazing producer. And he does quite a few other podcasts, too. Like, you also do, like, the
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah, I produced two there.
So he's got some street cred. So that's good.
And that's what we needed to, the technical side of it was the what we couldn't figure out.
Yeah, you know? Everything you guys see here on Twitch right now that you're seeing all the backgrounds and stuff, that's all Alex's creation. He put all that together.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It looks great, man. And you know, we're happy that we were able to finally get something going and to team up with you to make it happen. So
thank you.
Yeah, this weekend for me, I actually went back out into the world again. You know, I hadn't been doing any kind of appearances or anything like that for 4 months or whatever, and technically, I guess more like 6 or 7 months because December, January, whatever, there's not really a lot of conventions going on at that time of year. That's the slow season. Then it starts to pick up around March. And so right when I was about to get in full swing and I had every single weekend booked for like the next 4 months, right there, it all shut down and then those all went away. But, I found a couple of comic book store owners in Oklahoma and they were gracious enough to bring me out, and we went out and had like a little gathering for the fans. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't like, the cons where there's thousands of people or anything like that. But, there was a nice group of people that came by and just showed some love and, bought some autographs and, things like that. And we hung out. And it was enjoyable, because I'm so used to doing that, going out and meeting the fans all the time and not being able to be in front of them and stuff is, it's really important to me and it's important for the fans too. So we want to keep trying to keep that going. But obviously we've got to do it in smaller, controlled environment.
Yeah.
So that's what we're kind of doing now. So as time goes on, if you follow me on Instagram or you follow this show, I'll be making announcements as to when I'm doing some of these other gigs as well too. And a lot of times I'll probably be bringing like Brad along or Jason Fawn or some of the other guys you've seen on the show as well too. So we'll keep you updated on all that. But we went off on a bunch of tangents. So go ahead, Alex.
No, it's all right. This is what we're here for. Big shout out to Brandon, who came by and met you at the convention. Somebody here just mentioned that they were there. So, not the convention, but the
signing. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. So he's watching this on Twitch right now. Cool. So, hey, what's up, bud? How are you?
Yeah.
I'm loving this too. I'm going on Twitter. Let me find my.
We know.
Yeah.
I just posted on my Facebook page the link so people knew we were live right now.
Knew you were live. Yeah. Good idea.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So we got Cool Cat 12. What's up?
Yeah, thank you. Nice, man.
Now we got interaction.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and if I could say this, Alex, I mean, I know that Alex has this idea about we want to get the fans a little bit more involved while we're doing this show, because right now it's basically the bunch of us talking, and every now and again we'll look at some comments from the fans and try to chime in and so on and so forth. But we want to try to get you guys a little bit more involved. So if you guys like have questions and things that you want to ask us, man, you know what? We want to meet you. We want to see your face. We want to hear your voice. So what you want to do is you want to go, you want to follow us on the Fantastic Duo show on Instagram. And then on Instagram, if you go into the direct messaging part of it and you DM us, you can DM us a video. And if you DM us a video of your question, then we'll get your name, we'll get your age, where you're from, all that. And we're going to make you part of the show, because what we want to do is when it comes time for that little segment where it's going to be called Ask Us Just About Anything, that's literally what you can do. You send us a video and we're going to pop the video up so you're on live with us when we pop that video up. Well, obviously you won't be live, but while we're doing the show, we'll pop your video question up and then we'll all take a shot at answering the question. Yeah. So right now, if you're not following us yet on Instagram, do that at the Fantastic Duo Show and then start DMing us some questions, and we're going to select a few to pick and have them be on the show with us. So I hope you guys will definitely join in with that.
You know, because we both know whenever we're at cons, you only get a certain amount of time with your fans. you know? Yep. And, you know, if there's a line behind them, which is usually the case at yours, I have the opportunity to spend more time with my people because it's usually about four or five.
But that's all relative because it's like, you know, you think about it that way. It's like, yeah, maybe you do. But like, if you're sitting next to me and I see your line, then I look at my line, then I look over at JDF and he's got like 500 people waiting in line. It's like, he doesn't have time to talk to anybody hardly, you know what I mean?
But he tries to do it. It's like, you know, you want to give everybody that personal time because again, we go back to it. They flew into town. They got a hotel. They came out of pocket for their tickets. They're, you know, buying merch and pictures and stuff like that.
Right.
And they get this small window of opportunity to ask whatever that one question is that they, you know, really want to know. And sometimes we don't have time to go into, you know, the whole, you know, the conversation because, you know, you want to respect everybody's time and everybody's waiting in line.
Sure.
And all that stuff. So I think this is a great format where we can dig in and, you know, people can ask us a question. We can spend some time.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Because it's like we always want to have content. You know what I mean? And sometimes the fans bring up some really great questions, you know? And you know, even though we may have answered these questions a bunch of times, this may be your first time hearing the response. So we want to be able to give you guys that. So if there's something that we don't happen to talk about during the show that week or whatever, and it can be topics about, like I said, just about anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even have to be Comic-Con related, you know, or even necessarily Power Ranger or VR Troopers related, you know? You can ask Alex questions about, you know, Marine Corps life, you know, or ask, you know, whatever you want, whatever you can think of that, you know, that you were wondering about us, you can definitely reach out and ask us. And like I said, you know, you send us your pre-recorded message and then we'll post it up and then we'll answer it live on the air. So anyway, I think that's going to be really cool. We'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
And we'll start it on Thursday, actually, on our next broadcast, which is coming up in a couple days. And who do we have on the show with us? I'm excited about this.
Yeah, guys.
Let everybody know.
So check this out. As you well know, I'm a huge comic book nerd. And this Thursday night, we're going to have Ryan Parrott. He is one of the writers for Boom Studios. He had just finished writing Go Go Power Rangers, the last issue, number 32. He was involved with that from issue number one, which was great. I got introduced to this back in 2016 when he first started writing it. So it's going to be amazing to have him here on the show. And he's still now writing. He's going to write the new storyline with Rocky and Aisha and everyone else.
And
right?
Adam, yeah.
And
so
Adam.
The new generation, that second generation of Rangers, Rocky, Adam, and Aisha now are all starting to take their get introduced into the storyline that is Power Rangers from Boom Studios. And so they, you know, they've been I've been doing some things with interview like some Zoom interviews with some of the other people from Boom Studios and stuff that we're going to be getting posted up through Boom and everything like that. So that's coming up soon and they're going to reveal all kinds of cool and interesting things that are coming up. So I'm very excited about that. And we'll probably be doing you know, some in the future, a lot of stuff with Boom where we'll be doing it, giving away some grand prize stuff every month that will include some Boom comic, or some Boom studio comics and things like that as well. So, be on the lookout for all that, but yeah, we're really excited to have, Ryan with us on Thursday. So, hopefully Brad will be with us as well too, and we can all get into it. So it's always fun when there's like four or five people as well on the show too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't picked it up, he was one of the writers on, and this is probably green screened out right now, but he was one of the writers.
This is going to look great on Twitch, by the way, guys. That green helmet is not even, you're not even going to be able to see it.
I'm waiting for it to pop
up. You see right through it, you know, so.
Yeah. I love when you do that. Hold that up one more time. Let me see that again. Yeah.
As soon as you open up the first page, Ryan Parrott is right on the top, guys. So you will get to meet him and really get. If you guys have any questions for him, please submit them
for him. Go ahead and send your video in on it. No problem. That'd be great.
Yeah. So one of the things that Steve definitely mentioned was that we are going into a monthly kind of like grand prize thing, moving away from the weekly because we are starting to like really get a lot of people behind us and behind the show. So we want to be able to give more. So that's going to be a big one. Every month we're going to give away a nice nice giveaway from all of us here at the Fantastic Trio Show right now.
Yeah, every time exactly. I see it, I giggle.
It's funny. It should have been from the start, man. You know what I mean?
So, for sure. Who knows? Actually, wait. You know what, Brad? You're watching the show right now, right?
I am.
Okay. Is it muted?
No. Are you getting feedback?
No, not feedback, but I could
slightly hear it. I just wanted to hear your sexy voice.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's funny. He wants to hear us twice.
Nice.
So, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, since we are affiliates now on the show, and I want to explain this to you, if you sub, well, you could sub to our channel now,
subscribe.
By the way. So you can subscribe to the Fantastic Duo. When you subscribe to the Fantastic Duo show, you get the same perks that you do as our Patreon. So you'll be put into the grand prize pool, and your name could be drawn. You know, so you never know. So make sure, you know, you when you subscribe, I'll get the listing. I'll put you in there. We'll do the magic googly stuff and, you know, we'll draw a name and go from there. So, by the way, yes, I believe so. Boom Studios needs to have VR troopers in comic form. We were just talking about that, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. So, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, I can't speak to it, but maybe... You know, maybe Ryan might have some insight on that. You know, what other? Because Boom Studios doesn't just do Power Rangers. I mean, they have the license for Power Rangers to do all of the stories exclusively. You know, completely. You know, backed by Hasbro. But they do all other kinds of stories too, non Power Rangers related. All kinds of other different genres and stuff as well too. So I don't see how there would be any problem with coming up with a VR Trooper thing. I just wondered where the licensing would come from. That, do you think that's all still owned by Saban, or how do you?
I think so. I just think it got buried. You know, once it went off the air, I don't think they ever brought it up again. You know, so maybe it's just. Maybe
well,
it's just
it would be there. It would be interesting to find out.
They didn't sell to anybody else, right?
Yeah, no. Right. No, they didn't sell. They didn't sell that show to anyone else. So. No. I assume it probably still is, owned by Saban. I mean, and of course, Boom Studios has a relationship with them too, so it probably wouldn't be too hard.
How much do we got to pay
off graphic novel or something?
Yeah. I was like, I'll call Haim and just offer him $10. $10.
If you let us print a graphic novel from Boom Studios, then this George Washington is all yours.
Nice. I like that. The George Washington. That's good old George. So just to touch up on that, guys. If you are a Patreon, if you're already subscribed on Patreon, you automatically get a sub here on Twitch. So somebody just asked that on the chat. And if you're listening to this in the audio form in the podcast, man, you're missing out. You got to come join.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? We want to be able to give, some of this to be able to have people that, maybe can't afford to subscribe, or whatever every month, or just, have the ability to, give you a way to listen to it for free for sure. And then, of course, if you want to see all the video and be part of all the other cool stuff, well, then, you got to pay to play a little bit.
Well, but, let me tell you something there, Mr. Steve Cardenas. We have our very first subscriber here on Twitch right now.
So the one just signed up right now today? Because we just got the affiliate, so now we can start getting the subscribers.
Yeah.
And now we just got
If you know this person, they go by the name of Alice P. I don't know if you know who they are.
That is Dr. Alice Pollard. Dr. Alice Pollard is my girlfriend, and she's a lovely woman. And
Hey Brad, he giggles so much.
You start in your backyard. I'm gonna tell Maggie she's
got to
sign up.
There we go. Family is always the biggest supporters. That's cool. Thank you, Alice. I love you, baby. Miss you. Hopefully, we'll see you soon.
What do I get for my money? She asked. This is your question, brother.
Oh boy. We'll have to wait a little while, but I'll show you.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
The show just got X-rated on Twitch now.
This is the Fantastic Trio Show night edition.
This is why you pay for it. This is where it gets good.
Yeah. So to continue touching up on a couple of the things that have been happening, guys, I write recaps, so I apologize if I sound like I'm cutting you guys off. I'm not. I'm just following the guidelines here. Ladies and gents, we had a great gaming night, like Steve mentioned, and because of you guys, We became affiliates. So that was really fun to do, man. Let me just let you know that I played a little bit of Gran Turismo. People were on there watching me race and kill myself.
I love Gran Turismo.
I played a little bit of Call of Duty, of course, so I could lose my head on there and kind of just go nuts. You know how that goes. And it was just all fun. And then I played a little bit of to kind of slow it down and to end the night right. I played a little MLB 2020. MLB The Show. So that was fun. And everyone was on having a good time. You know, we were talking back and forth.
I love this game night idea and this game night concept. You know what I mean? And, you know, when we can figure out the logistics of how, like, the three of us can fight each other in some kind of a game. That's when we want to jump in and on that and be a part of that. So that'll be fun. But in the interim, you know, you guys can watch Alex play games on the off nights when we're not doing our live broadcast. You can watch him live and hang out and chat with him and all that stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. So,
I wanted to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the news here with the streaming world since we are streaming now live on Twitch. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of, I'm pretty sure the people here on the podcast have heard of the Mixer streaming platform. It was owned by Microsoft. They are shutting down July 22nd, believe it or not. And that was actually one of my first ideas, was like maybe doing a show on there as well. But believe it or not, they got bought out by
Facebook. Good thing we didn't.
Good thing, yeah. They got bought out by Facebook Gaming. Okay. So, you know, they're moving a lot of things there. And the reason why I bring this up, gentlemen, is because their top streamer, okay, it was just put out that he got paid off. His contract got paid off. He left Twitch to go there. $30 million.
Wow. Ridiculous. That's insane, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's unreal. Yeah. I mean, it's not Joe Rogan money, but it's
Joe Rogan. What did he get? He got $100 million. That's crazy.
$100 million. He got athlete money.
To do what we're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Pay us, Microsoft, Facebook.
Yeah,
right. The checks. Just split it three ways.
Send it our way. It's crazy. So 30, and then the second runner up to him who had a contract with them too, because they had to pay these guys off to end their contracts, $10 million. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now they're free agents and they're, you know, looking around to go and find another streaming platform, which I think Twitch might be giving
Twitch
them
might
a lump
be the
sum.
Way to go for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Twitch bought us out $10.
And we split it three ways.
To buy the rights to be our troopers.
What is it? $1,000. $1,000. That's $1,000.
Which Brad used to buy VR Troopers.
Buy VR Troopers.
Nice.
And let me ask you a question, Brad. If you had the rights to VR Troopers right now, mm-hmm. who would you like to cast in a VR Trooper movie, man?
Oh, wow. So you're saying if I had the rights, I'm going to make a movie.
You're looking to reboot? Is that what they call it? We're rebooting.
Who would play me?
Ooh,
Who would play Ryan Steele?
To pick a guy who...
It can't be Remington Steele.
No.
was Remington Steele your dad, by the way?
No. But I have to pick an actor that, you know, just... was terrible, a really terrible actor. We got to first start there. And
wow, a terrible actor.
I got to find a terrible actor.
Yeah, you got to have that camp though, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because all of those Saban shows have camp, you know, and you need to find someone who can play that role seriously but also have it be funny, kind of like Tommy Lee Jones was in Men in Black, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was a straight shooter the whole time but it was just funny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know, man. I mean, I'm trying to think of, I was, you know, as a teenager in that. Who's a teenage actor out right now that's, you know, it's killing it? I don't know.
I don't know either. It would be
Zac Efron would be like a good looking, he's a good looking SOB, you know what I mean?
I'd say a younger Zac Efron, whoever that is right now. You know what's weird is, like, I haven't been out to see movies. I haven't seen, hasn't been on streaming on my TV, you know, I'm not going to the movie theater, which is weird. So I'm not really.
Yeah, well, they're not showing any movies anyway. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Man, I usually go to two movies a week. I mean, that's part of my like solace. I like to just go and there's no. I'm not busy. I turn my phone off. I'm lost in the movie for 2 hours. And, you know, that's kind of one of my little escapes.
Yeah. I remember we went to the movies together one time. Me and Megan. I don't remember what movie we saw though. I'm trying to remember.
I think we all fell asleep.
no, Oh, what was it? It must have been one of the big Avenger movies or something.
Yeah, probably so. I think so.
Yeah, it must have been like the Endgame movie or something.
Yeah, that sounds, cause you know, that sounds about right.
Because you know they're rebooting the Power Ranger movie. And they're getting a whole bunch of new actors and stuff like that. And supposedly they want to like mix in the 90s characters, like they go back in time.
Do they
like,
supposedly, or is that just like wishful thinking? Because I have not heard anything about that yet.
So from what I've read on the interwebs, I don't believe everything that's on there on the intranet.
Oh, well, then it must be true.
Then it must be true. But I did read that that Hasbro's been having thoughts on because you know they're doing it is it Lionsgate? Is that who they're partnering up with, or Lionsgate was the other one? One of those.
Lionsgate was the other one. I'm not sure who
Paramount
has
one of these big ones. Anyway, but they're literally thinking about doing like a time traveling piece where they mesh the universes together somehow.
That would be smart. I mean, the thing is, like, it's I think it's been proven over and over and over again, and Brad, you'll agree with me on this, that there are a lot of older Ranger fans out there now that are in their 20s and 30s, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And, you know, this is their jam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they, you know, and now they all have kids who are 5-6 years old and they're all watching all the shows on Netflix now and stuff like that. Even the old school stuff, you know what I mean? They go right back to the roots and it's like, that's that gap has been bridged and there's a market,
you know, big time.
There's a real true market for Power Ranger fans, young and old. But the thing is, and this is, you know, again, I mean, I never really have anything bad to say about, you know, Saban or anything like that, but I really don't feel like they listened to the fans on this last particular movie. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know why you guys weren't given an opportunity. Everybody should have had a cameo in that. I mean,
oh yeah, no. Because, I mean, I reached out to the casting directors and I was like, "Hey, you know, I would, you know, I was in the first movie and I would like an opportunity to have a cameo." I mean, I was like, "Hey, I don't care. Make me a grocery store bagger, you know, or a checkout
guy." That's incredible.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. And they were like, "We're not casting anybody."
Wow.
You know what I mean? They said we're not casting any cameos at all.
It was a JDF and Amy.
But so the next thing you know, though, JDF and Amy Jo Johnson are in there. You know what I mean? So. I mean,
is
but
it
I
true,
still feel
Steve,
like they didn't seize that opportunity either. You know what I mean? They had them up on the screen for like 5 seconds.
I think that's a wasted opportunity. You know?
And they weren't there from what I hear. That was all green screened. They were shot elsewhere in a studio and then brought in. So like that whole scene, they had multiple scenes. They had the scenes of them in the coffee shop. They had the scenes of them within the crowd and they had another scene. They only used one scene, which was them like looking
up
at the Megazord.
Like looking up with their video cell phones. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? I said, but yeah, you're right, Brad. They missed a huge opportunity there. And not only with just the cameos, but you know, I think that the way that the Zords looked and the were just too far removed from
Michael Bay-ish
to what they were like in the show, and I think they needed to stay a little truer to that. Same thing with the suits as well. I mean, you know, kudos, you know, for trying to do something interesting and whatnot, but. You know, this is what people remember. It's what they're used to. And if anybody's watching the old shows, this is what they're still used to. So, you know, they needed to keep some of that similar. You know,
I agree.
Like familiarity is what's big about Power Rangers.
True.
You know what I mean? That brings back your nostalgia. But if you're looking at something completely different, sometimes it's hard to get into it because you're like, I'm not watching Power Rangers. This is something else, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's what it felt like. And obviously they had the whole Krispy Kreme ID thing because they were paying to be on the movie.
Well, product placement's nothing new at all. On Power Rangers movie, they had 7-Up. You know, they were having us drink 7-Up and all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's nothing new, you know. So I don't have any problem or any issue with that. I think that's smart. You want to have product placement. You know, you want to have sponsorship, you know. You know, it's good to have that connection, you know. But the thing that I feel like they didn't do enough of is they didn't listen to the fans. You know,
once
people caught a glimpse of what the suits were going to look like, fans were posting up their own art on Facebook, and I'm like, this looks 18 times better than what these guys came up with.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes sense. So,
and it's like when they release. I mean, and I agree. I think the fan, you know, the fan base should be acknowledged more because. Like all of a sudden they release new lines of toys and they just get like this last, I don't know. There was like a line of toys that was released and they were just butchering, you know, the comments were like, these are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, was, you know, my Rocky one, the Blue Zio one, they came out with my head on it. It looks nothing like me. Yeah. You know what I mean? At least in my opinion. And most of the majority of people agree that it doesn't look anything like me at all, you know?
And I think the fans are a great, you know, soundboard and to bounce and, you know, to get the real feeling about, look, what do you feel about this toy? What do you feel about the original actors being cameos in the movie? What do you think about trying to cram, I mean, shit, we're talking 25, I'm sorry, can I cuss on here? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
But, it's
rated mature.
Yeah. So you're cramming, you know, 25 years of what people are used to into a 2-hour movie. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of information to cram into a 2-hour, you know, these friends and misfits, you know, get powers. And then all of a sudden there's an immediate need for this power to defend the earth, you know, and battle villains and things. I'm like, that's a lot to squeeze into a 2-hour, you know, window.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, and when you're telling an origin story, you're right. I mean, there is a story to tell and there needs to be a lead up and so on and so forth. But I feel like in this particular version, they took a little too long for the team to really learn how to come together the right way, you know, and that's essentially what Power Rangers is about. That's the overall theme. When you think about Power Rangers, you know, as a fable or a metaphor or whatever, it's that, you know what, together, like, everybody is more when they work as a team, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, you have each other's back, and that's the overall theme. That is what Power Rangers is people of different, you know, backgrounds learning how to come together, and then they overcome, you know, a common, you know, adversity of some sort.
Yeah, and I agree what you said with it took too long to get to the action. And then all of a sudden they had to catch up. You know, I mean, when we did our shows, we either started out with an action sequence or it was into it within the first 5 to 8 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. First Power Ranger movie, the first 20 seconds of the movie, we're jumping out of airplanes, doing all kinds of aerials, acrobats in the air, you know, and then we went right from jumping out of an airplane, right to rollerblading, and then right into a big giant fight scene. I mean, there was never, like, not some kind of action happening, you know what I mean? Sure. So, you know, I get it. Teenage angst, there needs to be a little bit of that. That's cool, you know. But, you know, I think there was a little bit too much of it, you know. So hopefully Hasbro will, I mean, they obviously know they needed to make it different than this other movie. So hopefully they will listen to the fans this time and really give people what they want, because that's what's going to make it be a legacy and a saga that
will
continue to have 3 or 4 movies like they did with Transformers. I know they tried to do it with G.I. Joe. I actually didn't hate those G.I. Joe movies that much. You know what I mean? I liked them. You know what I mean? And there were some really brilliant parts in those movies. And
there's another one coming out.
I don't know why they didn't, like, oh, is there another one coming out?
Yeah, Hasbro. Hasbro's
10 years.
Doing another one.
Well,
another
good for them. They need to. That's a huge part of their franchise. They should really, you know, give people back into that the right
way. And Alice wants to know, what did the villains do before? Was the universe always in chaos? Now, according to Power Rangers in the first version, they kind of went into the story, right, of how Zordon was the one fighting crime with other Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, apparently, you know,
fighting crime.
apparently, I mean, it's the theme of every, you know, alien invasion type of movie. You know what I mean? The Earth is always, like, the last one to get hit, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, they've been, you know, rampaging throughout the universe, destroying planets and everywhere they went, and then now they come into Earth to do the same thing, and that's, you know. That's a pretty common tale, I think. But it didn't start here. It didn't originate here.
So Cool on the chat says that he believes it's Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe movie. Is that what?
Yeah, that's Ray Park. Ray Park, who's also Darth Maul, the same guy.
Yeah, that's, so, oh, you, God, so
you
awesome.
Know, so do you know I have a Snake Eyes story?
Oh, let me hear it.
Yeah, wait, how can I do this? I wish I could show you pictures. I can't show you pictures of, okay, let me see.
If you have pictures, you can text them to Alex right now, and then he'll post them. He'll pop them up on Twitch.
So let's keep talking while I'm going to dig this up, because I got them. I got them in here. So my Ray Park story is, one, when I was growing up, all I wanted, Snake Eyes and Boba Fett. for my
G.I. Joe
characters that I was just like, I watched Star Wars for Boba Fett. I just love that character. And I would watch G.I. Joe every day I came home from school.
Yeah,
it was
me too.
Voltron, Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah. Inspector Gadget.
G.I. Joe, you know, Transformers was in there.
He-Man was in there too for me.
But Voltron really, I mean, that's what got me in superhero mode. Because I wanted to have the robot where you put all the five lines together and, and I'll form the head, that kind of thing.
Of course.
And I came running home from school every day to watch G.I. Joe. And Snake Eyes was my jam, right?
Yeah.
So
I was more partial to Storm Shadow myself. So we're rivals, but even though Storm Shadow was a bad guy, he was a bad guy, but he was conflicted about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there was some goodness in him in a sense, and that was made him more mysterious. Right. You know, he was sort of like the Green Ranger that way. Go ahead.
I got it. You sent it?
Okay.
Ready? Okay. So fast forward to I'm back in Dallas, and I'm working at Ghost Bar, but I'm still acting. You know, I'm going out on auditions and stuff. Agent calls me, and she goes, hey, can you still, do some of the martial arts stuff and weapon, can you work with weapons? Something like, yeah. And they go, they're filming the G.I. Joe video game commercial, and they need someone who can play Snake Eyes. And they're shipping the entire outfit from L.A., from the studio. Wow. So whoever the actor is has to be able to pull off all the, the sword stuff. But more importantly, I have to be able to fit in the costume. Literally, I was one of the only actors that could – that had like the trifecta.
Yeah, you got the build too. You got his same build. So, dude, we can't see it.
Oh, no. There it is.
Oh, there we go. We see it now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let me see if I can.
That is pretty sick. If you text that to him, we'll be able, we can repost it up on Twitch Live right now.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So, so that's me in the costume that Ray Park wore.
Dude, how did I never know this story before?
Yeah, this
that's
is
so
this
amazing.
Is the story goes a lot deeper. It's actually pretty funny because I almost had a panic attack. the costume itself is rubber. The whole thing is rubber. Mm-hmm. The helmet is actually really hard. Like it's not flexible. It has a metal piece in the front and kind of metal design, but the rubber on the outside, your mouth is covered all the way up through your nose.
Oh, damn.
And there's just two little eye holes that you can see. And when you breathe, every time you exhale, that hot air
just
comes
fogs up, it all up.
Because it has nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So the mask is fogged up. I'm sitting there flipping around the sword and I'm doing all this cool shit. And the helmet part connects to the chest piece and it makes it one complete, So I got gloves on. I've got the utility, the bracelets and stuff. And I've got the chest piece, and they've got it's got a corset, cinch it. So your waist is really tiny.
Yeah.
Or tiny-ish. And then pants and boots and all things. So I'm literally head to toe. The only part of my body that was exposed were my eyes, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's got a shield. And so they blacked out my eyes, so you can't even see my flesh.
Right.
It was just black on black, and everything's covered up. Well, I didn't know that I'm okay. I'm not claustrophobic. I don't freak out. I found out during this shoot after I booked it and they put all the stuff on me that I kind of freaked out a little bit. I actually got I realized if you cover my mouth and nose and confine me, I kind of have a little panic attack.
Right.
Because I can't breathe. I can't move and I can't get out of, what I'm in. So I had to literally on set, I was just kind of meditating and by myself while they're shooting the rest of the commercial. And then when they were like, are you ready? I'm like, yeah. And they go, can you do the weapon stuff? I go, here's what I promise you. I go, I'll give you as much as I can, some really cool action stuff. I go, but you have people standing by because whenever I say I'm done, you get this helmet off of me or I'm going to rip this whole thing apart.
Right,
I go, I'm literally going to. And so they had like four people standing by and I did it. And started sweating and breathing, and I couldn't see anything, and it fogged up. I had them come in, and they took that thing off like that.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, Brad, I'll tell you what, man. I invite you to come and start training jiu-jitsu with me because jiu-jitsu is like specifically designed. It's all on the ground, and it's like you learn how to deal with scenarios where a guy's laying on top of you and smothering your whole face, you know, and essentially trying to put a chokehold on you, and essentially, you know, trying to, you know, so that pressure, you know, you learn how to get really used to that, you know,
Very cool, in a sense.
So you don't, to deal with that. So if you want to, you should come and train with me sometime. You know what I mean? We, you know, we've got the mats over at Neutral Grounds, which is the academy here in Dallas that I go train at. And, you know, I mean, heck, you know, the cool thing is we can go in off hours, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And work one on one and stuff like that. So if you're down to do it, man, I'm down to show you some stuff.
No,
I know Jason
definitely.
Font did some training with me a little bit as well, too. JDF's done some training. Johnny Young Bosch trained with me for like 2 years too.
That's great.
Yeah. So,
and we have the picture up right now. So he's
okay. Let's take a look at it.
Full rubber suit. It's up on the chat right now. I mean, it's up on the screen right now.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
So this is pretty, this is pretty gnarly, you know?
I'm looking. Hang on. Let's go back.
So this is the one of you standing there facing forward. You have the whole black suit in front of you.
Nice. So that's it's popped up now, yeah?
I haven't seen it on my end yet. I'm looking over there.
Anyways, but for those of you who didn't get to see it, it looks pretty effing cool.
That's
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought it up. So yeah, so that's my Ray.
Wow,
Ray
I love that. Yeah, because I mean, because I hang out with Ray Park and at cons a lot. I probably see him, you know, 10 times a year, and as well Daniel Logan, who played young Boba Fett. I see those guys quite a bit, and they are actually cool guys.
So yeah, my childhood dream finally came true.
Dude, you know? how did I never know that story about
it was,
you, man?
It was just that's a commercial. Cool. It wasn't something. If you bring up Snake Eyes, then I'd automatically
then you're
gonna
do,
response.
You do the Snake Eyes story, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So did you just go anywhere else? Did you pursue any G.I. Jonas? Did you think about maybe doing a fanfic of G.I. Joe?
I'm always thinking
about
it.
See, this is the fanboy. This is the fanboy in Alex, man. He's like, we were talking about DC last week, and we were talking about Batman. And he's like, why don't you be Nightwing? I go, because I'm 46 years old. Nightwing's like what? Nightwing's like what? 17?
Yeah.
I was trying to get him. I was trying to get him in the costume, Brad. I'm sorry, man. I was gonna call up, you know, DC Universe.
I'm 46 years old.
And just get him on here. By the way, big shout out to the two of you guys on the chat right now chatting it up and hosting us here. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you. But yeah, so right now, just to recap, if you're joining us, we're talking about all the superhero flicks that that Brad obviously has been a fan of, and he was happened to be in costume, and we just showed it. So, you know, you guys could always rewatch this later on. It was pretty dope, man. Brad, what do we need to do to get Steve over here in his old movie Power Ranger costume, like the old school one?
You gotta dare him. That's it.
Well, if you want the movie costume, and you want me to wear the movie, and you want me to wear the movie costume, well, first off, I'm gonna have to do a few sit-ups first. two. We're gonna have to go to Planet Hollywood in Florida, because that's where all of those they're all on display there. And actually, they had the red one up for a really long time, and it was starting to deteriorate, so they took it down. And when they took it down, they put the yellow one up. They put the yellow one up, or the pink one, or the yellow and the pink, or something. So they rotate them out. But I asked the curator, the guy who's like in charge of all those, like, you know, the displays there in the Hollywood studios thing in Florida. And I was like, will it ever come back out again? He's like, no, it's probably just going to sit in a warehouse and rot.
Oh,
and
I said,
can I have it? And he said, no. I go, why not? He goes, because we're not going to give anything up. You know? They keep everything forever, I guess. So, unless they sell them to auctions or charities or something like that, which I guess is cool, but I haven't seen it surface anywhere. The guy told me it's probably just going to sit and rot in a shelf. And I was like heartbroken. Yeah. So yeah, they won't give it to me. So you won't actually ever probably be able to see me in that suit again.
That sucks. Well, I'll figure it out. Anyway,
I'll get on this.
I got this. Hold on. I'll call Brad and see if he can hook me up, get me in touch with someone down there. One of the things, thank you for the bits. We greatly appreciate the 100 bits that you just sent our way.
It's like, yeah, so I'm looking at this.
Nice.
I'm looking at the feed, and we got let's see here. Been enjoying the conversation. Got that.
The Geek Squad. Yeah.
And then Tom Turner.
Tom Turner, Steve, baby.
Said he used to wear the costumes in cons, and now you don't wear them anymore.
Yeah.
Look at Brad
Back in the day, back in like 2013, 2014, I used to lug all my stuff with me. You know what I mean? I used to bring the boots and the helmet and the suit and the gloves and all that stuff. And I would do the what they call photo ops. They have this like green screen thing where, you know, like professional photographers will take pictures for you at Comic Cons with your favorite celebrities. And I used to do it, but you know, this is what people don't understand. It's like, when you're on the road 9 months out of the year because you're doing 30, 40 shows a year, you know, it's like three weekends a month you're on the road doing stuff. It's like lugging that stuff and unpacking it and repacking it and cleaning it. And it is not an easy task, you know what I mean? It's like just one extra thing, you know. I already bring all my other merchandise with me on the shows, to the shows and everything like that. It was just too hard for... When I would discover is that, yeah, people say, oh, what a great idea. You take a picture in the suit. But just as many people were coming up and getting the pictures in plain clothes as they were in the suit. It didn't like transfer into anything different for me. And it was a lot of extra work. And so I just stopped doing it because it became too much, you know?
Yeah. And it's a process, man.
Yeah, it is. It is a process. You know what I mean? It's a process to pack and load all that stuff up. And, you know, I know there's cosplayers that do it, but that's also their job. They're cosplayers. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a cosplayer. So, I did it for a while, but when it just became too much, I couldn't do it anymore.
So Tom is giving you a hard time, Brad, if you notice here. Tom is throwing shade at Brad.
He wants you
to get a matching headset and a matching mic like we are.
Okay, so in my defense, Tom, Steve called me about
I called him a few hours ago. And I was like, hey, come and be on the show with us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, I know, right? It's like everybody always expects everything right away. You know, it's like, we can't have the instant gratification. This is a process. It'll come. Brad's going to get all of his stuff. He's going to get his green screens and all that stuff. So that's coming. Don't worry.
It's the evolution of the show, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we get better as we go. Just like whenever we did our shows, we started out, we were terrible. And we got better every episode. So it's the evolution. Yeah.
It took me about 80 episodes to get better. But
And one of the things,
I could have used you as an acting coach, man.
and guys here on the chat, if you that are here, you know, understand this, and anybody who's listening after this too, we're going to be growing. We're also going to be networking outside of the Twitch stream here. So when the cons do open up, when Steve is out there, Brad is out there, I think that one of the things that we want to do as well is to meet you guys in person,
do live streams at these events,
whether you know, we'll figure it out. But I think, Brad, that would be an awesome idea to, you know, I hope you're around, you know, to like get this all started, you know. I am a also a big professional wrestling fan. I'm a nerd, right? So a lot of these guys who have podcasts that do professional wrestling also do at their conventions do live shows. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a great way to interact with everyone, and it's a live podcast. And I think that we could pretty much replicate that for ourselves and do incredible stuff with people. At least
very
there.
Cool.
Dude, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, there's a lot of directions we can take with that, because we could, you know, we could do our live show broadcast for the after parties of the conventions when it all opens back up again. Or, you know, we can do the live show broadcast for the cosplay contest. I mean, these are all things, you know, that we could definitely do. So it should be a lot of fun. I mean, because we've always you've probably done it too, but we've guest hosted some of the cosplay contests or guest hosted some of the panels and stuff like that. So we can just add this whole thing right to it and make it go live up on Twitch. And, you know, I think that's another aspect to this show that could be really cool for all of our viewers and for everybody. So these are all things that, again, we have to wait till it opens up.
Of course.
But when it does, believe me, this is one of the first things on our list.
And ladies and gentlemen.
What? I think it's caused everybody to get creative. And that's, you know, I don't think we would have done this show if you weren't forced to get creative and go, how else can we connect with the fans? You know,
yeah, right.
And it caused us to evolve. And we're like, this would be cool. You know, doing a Twitch channel and a podcast and all that would be perfect timing.
For sure.
If we'd have had that, that wouldn't have been in the front of our minds if we'd have just kept doing the same thing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to have that thought when you're always on the go. You can't think that way sometimes, you know? Yeah. I mean, one person who was pretty good at that was Jason David Frank. I mean, he's really good about, you know, like a lot of times he'll come to the shows, he'll bring a camera crew with him, you know, and they'll film stuff so he could have his YouTube show for My Morphin Life and all that stuff. So, you know, he was a bit of ahead of his time on this stuff as well, but you know, we're all just trying to catch up. But either way, like, you're right, Brad, we got to get creative and do different things to
keep
connected.
We're doing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, before the show ends, it is that time again. We're going to put my man here, Steve, up against Mr. Brad in a 90s pop culture quiz.
Okay, do you want another shot, Brad, against the trivia quiz thing?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then we won't, but we probably will save these in the future for just when we have a guest on the show and not another co-host, you know? We'll do it today for now. I mean, I'm cool with that. So far, I think we have not battled each other in any trivia questions, right, yet, Brad?
We haven't.
We're going to do the 80s and 90s pop culture questions.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? So movie trivia, you know, just general, you know, 80s and 90s trivia from the different TV shows and movies and just general things that happened in that time. And that's basically what it is. So the way it works is Alex will ask us a question and we have to say buzz. Whoever says buzz first gets to answer the question. First person to five wins. So, And so we'll do this one like this with our co-host right now for this one. But then after that, we'll only do this pop quiz type thing from time
with
to time
when peeps.
We have regular guests on.
Okay. And not just, okay, cool.
But since you and I hadn't done it yet, let's go ahead.
That's
one of the reasons why I brought it on. By the way, Alice already buzzed in. So
Alice buzzed in.
Alice is ready to show some pictures of you or something
passed
like
out.
That. So I'm scared.
And also she says that we need a Steve versus Brad rankings, who loser dares the other one to do something. So
Okay. I don't like that as much, but okay. Because then, now something's on the line, and now there's something on the line, and that's when I always choke.
All right,
and
so
now I have to, like, do something, or I have to, like, eat a grape out of a dirty sock or something, because that's Brad's, like, challenge to me.
All right, guys, this is going to be fun and easy. First one to get three right answers wins the game, and here we go. You ready, Mr. Brad Hawkins?
Let's see what we got.
All right, let's do this. So, which hit show from the 1990s started Jason Priestley, Shannon Doherty, and Jenny Garth?
Buzz.
I was about to say Buzz. I was waiting for the whole question to end, but okay,
no,
fine. No, I get it. You got it.
He got it. 90210.
Dun, dun. I don't remember the music theme, but it was something like that.
I don't even know if it had a theme song.
Yeah, it did. It had a theme music, like a theme. It didn't have words.
So do we need to wait to the end, or if we know?
If you know it, buzz it in, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do the same. Yeah.
As we were talking about films before, this film, and it wasn't Power Rangers, released in 1997, and at the time, it was the most expensive film ever made.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
Titanic.
He got it.
I'm
going to
say Waterworld.
Was it Water? I think it was Titanic.
It was Titanic.
Waterworld was probably the biggest budget that busted so bad and didn't make its money back.
I think it was like $100 million budget on Waterworld.
$100 million budget, and they didn't even make anywhere near that back at all.
Okay, so it is Titanic.
Yeah, so we're tied at one. And the funny thing about Brad is that even though you buzz, he was like, "Nah, man, I'm buzzing it out, man."
But anyway, he's like, "If you get it wrong, I get the chance."
Yeah. Here we go. We're tied at one here. Which TV show from the 1990s was produced by David Hasselhoff?
Buzz.
Knight Rider.
You got to do the call. Make the call.
Okay, so Brad jumped in. Brad, what was
okay,
it?
Okay, Brad, go for it.
It was Knight Rider?
Negative.
Ooh.
Damn it, I know what it is now.
It was Baywatch.
Yeah, it was Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah. Knight Rider was a badass show, though.
Yeah.
Freaking love that show,
did
man.
Did he produce that one too?
No, I think he was just the actor in it. Yeah, but man, I just remember Knight Rider with the turbo boost. Remember that dude?
Knight Rider.
Flying through the air.
I got you.
You know?
Okay.
It's just amazing.
I used to love that show.
2-1 here. Here we go. This one, Steve could win it. Directed by Steven Spielberg. What was the 1993? Go ahead.
Jurassic Park.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding.
This thing's rigged.
It is so rigged. I know. You just texted it to me right now. I'm just
ladies
kidding.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I screenshotted all the answers.
Yes. No. All right. Okay. To be fair, I totally pulled that one rectally. You know what I mean? So let's try one without. Let's try another one because that wasn't fair. Let's go again.
All right. We'll do it one more time here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Where are you getting these questions from? Are you Googling trivia. 90s movie trivia?
Trivia Champ, yeah. So he's now looking up Trivia Champ, by the way.
Okay. He's like, oh, good to know.
Here's another good movie one, since we were talking about movies today. Starring Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. What 1992?
I'm going to give you that one.
Yeah, what do you mean? Did you even say Buzz?
No, I didn't. I didn't get the chance to. Yeah, you said it too fast.
No, of course, because I got you.
I got you. You got it.
Yes, bodyguard. The bodyguard.
Yeah.
All right, here we are.
The most sung song on every Got Talent of those shows out there, X Factor and Got Talent. They always sing that song.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the tiebreaker one. It's a toy question. 1990s, obviously. What toy that was introduced in 1996 would begin to shake and laugh hysterically when squeezed three
Buzz.
Times?
Ooh. Is it Tickle Me Elmo?
Of course
bing,
it
bing,
is.
Bing. Yeah. He wins it.
Yeah. You're going to have to get a Tickle Me Elmo for your daughter, man. Those things are
awesome.
He wins it. But you're right. It's rigged.
It was rigged.
That's fun. It's always a fun little way to end the show when we have some guests on, especially when we spring it on them because they don't know what's coming. So that's kind of cool. But there's going to be times when I'll be on the road, and if I happen to be on the road and can't jump live on the show, but Brad's going to be here. You know what I mean? So Brad can battle the guest. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I like how all this is shaping up and how everything's been. So
yeah.
The fans have all been really supportive, and we really appreciate it. And we're just getting started. We're still small right now, but I think we're gonna keep growing.
We've only been doing this for a month. It seems like forever. Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy? It seems like 3 years now. I'm Brad, you're taking over. I'm quitting.
You also do a lot more work behind the scenes. That's probably why it seems so much longer to you, but yeah.
Nah, it's all good, man. This is a blessing to be able to do this here with you. Really quickly, tomorrow, Steve, your interview on Ray Ray's podcast is dropping. So,
Brad knows Ray Ray too. Yeah.
Another good friend of ours.
Yeah. Another good friend of ours. Yeah.
Podcast. So very cool. We're both.
Yeah. Just look up on Anchor, look up Ray Ray's podcast. I'll be doing a little chatting with those guys over there. They're pretty fun. Also this Friday we're doing one as too. Well,
yes.
Go ahead.
The Morphin Network is dropping this Friday, the 26th. So make sure you guys go check that out too. It's called just go into the Apple Podcast section or Spotify and search for Morphin Network. That's dropping. And you could also just look at our Fantastic Duo Show Instagram account. We're making sure that everybody stays on top of everything with our links and whatnot.
Yeah. And make sure you guys are following Brad Hawkins as well at Mr. Brad Hawkins.
Yes, please.
On Insta and Twitter and all the Twitter and all that good stuff.
All the Twitter.
Because Brad, he's got a lot of bars and restaurants and things that he owns and runs. And, he just opened up a new joint too. Tell us a little bit about your new joint.
Deuces.
Yeah.
In a little bar. Yeah. We, during the COVID break, a buddy of mine, Hee Haw, my good buddy.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he found a location, and the people that were in there wanted to get out. They've been doing the bar for 5 years, so they, got out. We jumped in, remodeled, completely rebranded and opened up, as soon as we were able to open up in Texas. So, yeah.
I will say, man, one thing that, you're amazing at a lot of things, Brad, but you are really good at, taking a vision of what a bar could be.
and making it exactly that.
Thanks,
and
man.
Then blowing it up. You know what I mean?
Thank
like,
you, man.
So it, all around Dallas, man, this guy's got all kinds of joints and it is really cool. And
thank
if you,
you
guys ever come to Dallas, you should pop into one of them and you'll probably find me belly up to a bar right there.
So,
yeah.
Us,
and Brad
yeah.
will be hanging out right yeah. next to me. Yeah.
yeah.
So come on down and meet us in person and say hi. And, yeah. you know, Brad can, Brad, he always has on his Instagram all his posts about all the events he's got going
yeah.
on at all of his gigs and whatnot. So, or all of his bars and stuff. So be sure to follow him and be a part of that. So we've got basically like a minute left, man.
You got to open up a bar real quick in London, Alice said. So get ready for that.
Okay.
You got to open up a pub.
A pub, yeah.
Yeah, for that.
Brilliant. So thank you all so much, guys. Thank you all for everybody for hanging out with us. Brad, thank you for joining
Absolutely.
Us as well.
Anytime.
And we're gonna be signing off here in a minute. So just keep the questions coming, especially if you have questions next week for our next guest. Make sure that you DM those to us and we'll make sure we put you on the air.
Yeah, guys,
awesome.
Thanks again for everyone. And remember to drop 5 stars on that Apple Podcast account if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. We would love that. And and of course, continue sharing the Twitch broadcast with all of your friends. And that's
Good
it for me.
Cool. Have a great one. May the power protect y'all. Stay safe out there. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Later.